the Discover Mangosteen system has a premier package, and part of that is you get your own conference line. And that's one of the reasons why we launched this premier package, because it's for the premier thinkers. And as I mentioned, it's critical. Hey, your weekly call starts with a few people. I mean, did your weekly call start with 100 people or 200 people that you now have on it every week?
And the thing is if you're even going to talk to just two people, might as well do it on a conference bridge.
Sure.
It's much more sophisticated, much more professional. Get those two people on a weekly basis, even one person. It could be you and one person.
That's how it starts.
That's where it starts, absolutely, you know. And then little do you know, later on it becomes a few thousand, who knows.
And one of the things that's really cool about this technology that we have developed that's exclusive, you won't find it anywhere else, is the ability to track the conference call participants. So not only do you know which of your teammates are on the call because you can log into the contact manager and you can actually see all this information, but you and I both discussed a brand new tool that we'll be launching officially in Utah about our worldwide broadcast. We're calling it our worldwide Mangosteen broadcast. How excited are you about that?
I am thrilled. I mean, Coy, you are just a genius. You are so brilliant, so innovative. And that's what I love about you. Nothing gets old and stale with you. You're always coming up with something new, something innovative, something to take us to the next level. And this, by all means, is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And what that's going to mean personally for me, having a UK team, it is going to make a huge difference in how I'm going to be able to aid and assist my UK team and their growth and development. Now what they're going to be able to do because the difference in time zone. That is brilliant, Coy. Absolutely brilliant.
And just so you know, we're talking about the most amazing conference call that's ever been done and rebroadcast at the top of the hour, 24 hours a day, that's completely trackable. So the system issues your prospect a unique PIN code, whereas today everybody uses the same PIN code, but now they'll be issued a unique PIN code. And when they actually participate in the call, you will know because you'll log right into your contact manager and you'll see not only who is on the call and who is not on the call, but also for how long they were on each call. And I'm just so excited about this technology. Barbara, unfortunately, we are kind of running to the end, but what are some of the things that you just cannot leave this studio without conveying to all the listeners out there?
Well, one of the things I want to convey is that this is probably the most artistic and creative endeavor that I have ever done. The whole entrepreneurship, becoming a Zango leader, developing a team, and it's just an art. It's an absolute art. And get into the art of it, the art of connecting. Learn how to connect with people, how to be a better connector, how to be a good listener, the art of listening, the art of connecting, how to do connecting links, finding things in common with that person, finding things that you can talk about, getting into their head and into their space. If you get into their space and their head where they're at, they'll follow you anywhere you go, anywhere you go. So learn to do that. If you are talking to someone on the line that is a type A, aggressive personality, cut to the chase, get to the point, what's the bottom line, trying to take charge of the call, back up and say, you know what? You seem to be someone who likes to get to the bottom line and would like someone to get to the point. Step into their world. Acknowledge and edify who they are. And once you do that, you're going to find they'll follow you anywhere you go.
Sometimes people are most intimidated by that personality type.
Absolutely.
And what a wonderful solution to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So learn and develop the art of connecting. And there's plenty of good tapes and CDs and books about that. The art of listening, the art of connecting.
Ellie Drake talks a lot about the art of connecting.
Yes, she does. Absolutely. And it is so important. You want to become a master prospector. You want to become a master connector. You want to radiate in a room. I really believe that the person who's done a tremendous amount of personal growth and development, has worked on their leadership skills, that has down the art of connecting, if they don't even open their mouth, they're going to radiate in the room. You're going to be able to pick them out. And Ellie Drake says, who you are thunders so loudly, I cannot hear a word you speak. Well, in the positive, that's what you want to become. You want to become so thunderous and so loud in who your presence is that they don't have to hear a word you speak. They want to follow you. They want to be a part of you. They want to go where you're going, do what you're doing, have what you have. So really master the art of connecting. Okay. The other thing I really want to talk about is your story. All of us have a story. There's like a million thoughts going through our head per second. We only pick out those that we want to keep. And they're just going through boom, 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 boom. Start learning to pick the positive ones. If you pick a negative one, cancel it. Replace it with a positive one. Cancel it. Replace it with a positive one. Go on a 30-day mental diet. Every time you have a negative thought, replace it with a positive one and start your mental diet over again. I guarantee you your 30-day mental diet will probably last a lifetime. You know, but that's good because you want to become aware of the thoughts you think. Koi, there are people out there. We all have these thoughts going through our head. There's actually people out there that are not even aware. They don't even hear the inner voice in their head. That's pretty sad. So when you hear that little inner voice in your head, you want to change that to a positive story, a positive affirmation, a positive declaration. A lot of the stories that we have up to this point in time are what's called well-planned lies. So what we want to do is we want to take how we want our life to look in the future, write it as if we have it today, and rewrite our story. And spend some time on this, writing your story, who you are, how you live, what you have, what you're able to contribute to society, the organizations that you want to give to. Write that all in an I am statement. So write your story. You want to start a dream book. You want to have a dream book full of pictures, full of affirmations. And you want to look at that dream book every morning when you wake up and every evening before you go to bed, you look at your dream book. As you accomplish the things in that dream book, you check it off, the accomplishments that you've made as you go through your dream book. You also want to have a dream board. You want to have a dream board and you want to have that above your desk of pictures and a collage of where it is you want to be, the lifestyle you want to live, and what you want to be doing with your life. So write your story, get your dream book, get your dream board, and know that if I can do it, you can do it too. Know that Dr. DeMartini was homeless at one point in time. Now he's a well-known speaker and a doctor. As Jeffrey Combs. John Assaraf was a gang member. You know what? These people have all risen up to greatness, are great people. They all had dubious backgrounds previously.
I like that. Yeah.
Actually, I was homeless, you know? So if I can do it, if they can do it, you can do it too. No matter what your disadvantages may be or perceived disadvantages, because a lot of us just have perceived disadvantages. It's all in our head. Like that woman, I went to an Ellie Drake event and there was a woman next to me and oh my God, was this woman in pain. She was in so much pain. Her pain was greater than anyone in that room. I mean, crying, sobbing, just torment, suffering, struggle, and pain. But you know what I'm saying, Koi, is I'm not saying her problems were greater than the other people in the room, because they weren't. It was all her perception, her lack of personal growth and development, that perception of her world around her that created her own pain and her own suffering. Get out of your own way. Develop who you are. And I guarantee you, the pain and the suffering and the struggling is going to fizzle away.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because we're all handed a different lot in life. And I like to say that God's never going to give you a problem that you can't handle. In fact, God gives you exactly the problem that you need to overcome to help you develop the character that's going to attract the people into your business. And so that being said, we're all given a different lot in life. It's about the journey. You know, so many people come on board and they compare themselves, and I think this is very dangerous. They compare themselves to other people. Why aren't I moving forward as quickly as Barbara? I didn't make it to premiere in a year. I didn't do this. How important is it to run your own race, Barbara?
Oh, you know, you always measure yourself against yourself. And when I started to learn to do that, I was much happier and much more successful. You measure yourself against yourself and keep a record of where your growth is. I'm not where I was even 2 years ago, Koi. And pat yourself on the back. Celebrate your accomplishments. If you were someone that had a challenge with picking up the phone, that first time you pick up the phone, celebrate that. Celebrate it. Work on yourself, develop yourself, celebrate your successes, and know that ultimately it's going to be in God's time, not your time. Mm. Your time will come, but you're not the person that's going to be able to really dictate when that is. Sure, you should have a goal. You should have a time limit on your goal. But know that ultimately, as long as you do what you're supposed to do in your personal growth and development, you do your daily action plan, you do your prospecting, you work on developing your business, know that the rest will come in His time, not necessarily yours. Okay? And trust that that inevitable is going to happen, that you're going to be successful in your business. There is a 95% chance that you will be a millionaire with Zango if you stay in the Zango enterprise for 10 years. That's a statistical truth. I look at it this way. I'm 54 years old, Corey. Either way, no matter what happens, I'm going to turn 64.
Like now, the Paul McCartney song.
Yeah, Beatles song. That's right. I'm going to turn 64. Now, I can turn 64 with more personal growth and development. I can turn 64, you know, being a millionaire. Or I can turn 64 having closed all the doors of opportunities and possibilities for myself. Choice is yours. Choice is mine. You are ultimately the one that decides, not me. You choose your thoughts. You decide your destiny. You decide your fate. Make the decision today.